sur ce nom, Seigneur. Il n'y a rien qui peut t'échapper, oh Seigneur. Et tu contrôles toutes choses, oh mon Dieu, mon roi, parce que c'est toi-même qui es.
Online prophetic orientation is a prophetic service where the Holy Ghost uses Pastor Daniel Waxon by the grace of Jesus Christ to guide children of God. You enter our studio face to face with the man of God for orientation and deliverance prayers. Go to our website www.jesuschristthehealer.com to register. Remember, distance is not a barrier. Jesus Christ loves you. Join our studio without installing anything.
We all sinners. There is no one can lift up his hand and say, it's holy. It's only our God who is holy. So we are going to humble ourselves.
Pray. Pray and ask God, what do you want God to do for you? This is the opportunity that God has given to you. What do you want God to do for your life? In the mighty name of Jesus, pray, pray, pray. Pray, nous allons prier. Demande à Dieu, qu'est-ce que tu veux que Dieu fasse pour toi? C'est l'opportunité que Dieu t'a donnée ce matin. Demande quelque chose à Dieu. L'ambassade Léonini. Yes, tu n'as qu'avec le haut. Nini, oh, l'ingina, ça, les laïos. Allez, puis c'est Nalingina Mona. Nalingina Mona. Batima, le bin Nalingina Mona. Batima, you say, I want to see. Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He answered him, Master, I want to see. I want to see. And this is the opportunity that God gave it to you. What do you want God to do for you? Yet you are looking for the presence of God. Yet you need God to do something in your life. But what do you want God to do for you? Say something to our God. This is the opportunity that God has given to you. Oh, my Father, my God. Oh, everlasting Father, oh Lord. Change my life for good, oh Lord. Change my life for good, oh my Father, my God. Change my life for good, oh everlasting Father. Change my life for good, oh Lord Jesus. Change my life for good, oh my Father, my God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Change my life for good, oh Lord. Change my life for good, oh Lord. Transform my life, oh my Father, my God. Transform my life, oh my Father, my God. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Change my life for good, oh my Father, my God. Change my life for good, oh Lord Jesus. Change my life, oh Lord Jesus. Change my life, oh Lord. Change my life, oh my Father, my God. Transform me, oh Lord. Promote me, oh Lord. Bless me, oh Lord. Physically and spiritually. Bless me, oh Lord. Promote me, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, prophet in the Lord. Take this opportunity. Say something to our Lord. Ask him, oh Lord. Ask him something. And our God is a God who hears prayer. Our God is a God who answers prayer. Where we call, when you call upon his name, he always be there for us. He always be there to answer us. That's why Jesus Christ asked Bartimaeus, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? God is asking you the same question. What do you want him to do for you? Say something. Say something. Answer God. What do you want God to do for you? Qu'est-ce que tu veux que Dieu fasse pour toi? Qu'est-ce que tu veux que Dieu fasse pour toi? Dis quelque chose à Dieu. Prie à Dieu et tell him, dis-lui, qu'est-ce que tu veux que Dieu fasse pour toi ce matin, au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ. Prions, 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 prions. Oh, éternel Dieu tout-puissant, Seigneur. Oh, my Father, my God. Open my spiritual eyes, oh, my Father, my God. Open my spiritual ears, oh, Lord. I want to see, oh, Seigneur. heightened things, oh my Father, my God. I want to see beyond the sea, oh my Father, my God. I want to see, oh, your glory. I want to see, oh my Father, my God. I want to see, oh, everlasting Father. Oh, Lord Jesus, as we pray, oh, everlasting Father, we rely on you, oh, Lord Jesus. Our trust is in you, oh, Lord. Our hope is in you, my Father, my God. Do what no one cannot be able to do. Do what no man cannot be able to do, oh, my Father, my God. You are our Lord. The God who hears prayer, the God who answers prayer. As we pray unto you, oh, my Father, my God, hear us, oh, Lord Jesus, and answer us, because you are the God who hears prayer. You are the God who answers prayer. You are the God who hears prayer, and you are the God who answers by fire. Answer us by fire. Answer us by fire. Answer us by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved in the Lord, our God is great. I can see that, I can feel the presence of God in our midst. Not only here, but all over the world. And this is the time, the good moment, the time where God is going to speak to us now. Through his servant. Just be prepared, be connected, as you're going to listen to the word of God. As the man of God is coming forward, we're going to put our hand together for our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Applaud, applaud, applaud for the Holy Ghost, my brother, my sister. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus. Where you are inside your heart, begin to say, Father, Lord, I thank you for the word of God that will change my life. I thank you, Jehovah, for the word of God that will change my life. I thank Jehovah for the word of God that will change my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, when I say background sounds. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Pray where you are. I thank you, Jehovah, for the word of God that will change my life. My brother and sister, pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Myself, I'm praying. Father, Lord, I thank you for the word of God that will change my life. For the word of God that will change my life. Thank you, Jehovah, for the word of God that will deliver someone. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for the word of God that will purify the heart of someone. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you, Master Jesus Christ. Thank you for the word of today. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your healing power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, my brother, my sister. Today is another day the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has made to us. I bless my brother here who is here the very first time. You are welcome in the house of God. And I also bless everyone who is following this service via Facebook, via YouTube, Twitter, and the radio Podbean. Shalom, 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 shalom. Today, my brother, my sister, the title of my message is Mary's greeting to Elizabeth. Mary's greeting to Elizabeth. I will present this message in French and in English. Ma soeur, mon frère, je vous salue dans le nom de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Aujourd'hui, l'Éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant, il va nous bénir. Il va nous délivrer. Il va nous guérir, comme toujours, parce qu'il nous aime. Je salue toute personne qui suit ce service depuis l'Europe, l'Amérique, l'Afrique du Sud, l'Afrique, l'Asie, surtout United States of America. Je vous salue dans le nom de notre Seigneur Jésus-Christ. Le titre de mon message aujourd'hui, c'est la salutation de Marie à Élisabeth. La salutation de Marie à Élisabeth. Je vais présenter ce message en français et en anglais. Sois connecté, ma soeur, mon frère. Pendant ce temps, veuillez prendre la Bible, Luc chapitre 1, de 39 à 45. Luc chapitre 1, de 39 à 45. Nous allons lire cela en français et en anglais. Soyons connectés. We are going to read, my brother and my sister, Luke chapter 1, from 39 to 45. Please, I want someone to read in English. Luke chapter 1, from 39 to 45. Mama Giselle, control the mic. The mic to read the word of God. Luke chapter 1, from 39 to 45. We are going to read in English. Luke chapter 1, 9 to 45. Who can read in English, please? Luke chapter 1, from 39 to 45. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 1, start from verse 39.
39 to 45.
39. And at the time, Mary arose, went with haste into the hill country to a town of Judah. 40. And she went to the house of Zachariah, and entering, saluted Elizabeth. 41. And it occurred that when Elizabeth heard Mary greeting the baby lived in her womb, and Elizabeth's Holy Spirit, and they cried out with a loud cry, and then exclaimed, blessed. Favored of God above all other women, and you and blessed, favored of God in the fruit of your womb. 43. And how I have a deserved that save the honor should be granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me. 44. For behold, the instant the sound of your salutation reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. 45. And blessed, happy to invite is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken to her from the Lord.
Amen, amen. Let us read this in French. On va donc lire cela en français. Soyons connectés, be connected. My brother and my sister, begin to meditate on Luke chapter 1 from 39 to 45. Meditate while we read this in French. Maman Giselle, you can read in French.
J'ai lu au nom de Jésus-Christ. Dans ce même temps, Marie s'éleva et s'en alla en hâte vers les montagnes, dans une ville de Juda. elle entra dans la maison de Zacharie et salua Élisabeth. Dès qu'Élisabeth entendit la salutation de Marie, son enfant tressaillit dans son sein et fut rempli du Saint-Esprit. Elle s'écria d'une voix forte, « Tu es bénie entre les femmes et le fruit de ton sein est béni. Comment m'est-il accordé que la mère de mon Seigneur vienne auprès de moi? Car voici aussitôt que la voix de la salutation a frappé mon oreille, l'enfant a tressailli d'allégresse dans mon sein. Heureuse celle qui a cru, parce que les choses qui l'ont été dites de la part du Seigneur auront leur accomplissement. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Acclamons pour le Seigneur Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Yes, my brother, my sister, as I was saying, the title of my message is the Mary's greeting to Elizabeth. La salutation de Marie à Elizabeth. We have here two sisters. We have Mary and Elizabeth. They are cousins. Nous avons ici deux sœurs. Nous avons Marie et nous avons Elizabeth. Ce sont des deux sœurs, donc cousines. But they are not in the same environment. They are not in the same place. They don't live in the same city. They don't live in the same town. Now, we understand here, Mary is a fiancée to Joseph. Elizabeth is the wife of Zachariah. I'm presenting here the message, the introduction. Please don't miss the beginning, the foundation. Elizabeth is the wife of Zachariah. Mary is the fiancée of Joseph. They are still fiancés and they are not yet married. So they are not supposed even to sleep together in the same bed. But Elizabeth is married to Zechariah for years and they don't have a baby. They don't have any child. So they are barren for years. They are already old. The husband is old. The wife is old. Both of them. They have lost hope. Now, what is good? They were faithful in the Lord. No matter the problem, no matter the situation, no matter the reality of things, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, they were connected to God and serving God. That is the point number one you and I need to understand. Zechariah, he was a priest. He was a priest, and there was a day, a time, at the exact time Zechariah went to the temple. It was his time to go to the temple to serve the Lord, because they do it per turn. For instance, today is Pastor Daniel Waxon who's going to preach. Tomorrow it is Papa Jeremy who's going to preach. After tomorrow it is my brother going to preach. Wherever. So that day, it was the day of Zechariah. So he went inside the temple. That is the first lesson you and I need to understand. No matter the situation, no matter the problem, just stick to your position. Stick to your promises. Stick to your engagement you have made to God. Zechariah did not say that I will not serve God anymore because things are not working, because life is tough. I don't have child. Since I've been serving God, my life is not working. So I'm not satisfied. I must stop now going to church. No. Zechariah continued to go to the temple. He entered the temple. He was there in the place of sacrifice and in the temple. That is where he saw the angel. The angel of God visited Zechariah, Gabriel. Gabriel is the angel
of the message. We saw it last month, the different types of angels. Here we see Gabriel is the prophet, is the angel that gives the message. So he came and to visit Zechariah in the temple. They were alone. He was there alone with the angel. May someone who is following this message, and you, my brother, my sister here, may you be visited by the angel of God at the right time, at the right place, and to give the answer to your situation in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Say amen. Connect, my brother, my sister, because this message is delivering everyone, including myself. Let me say this now in French. Please connect with me. Ma soeur, mon frère, en français, je vais dire ceci, que nous avons deux soeurs, cousines, Marie et Elisabeth. Marie est fiancée à Joseph, mais Elisabeth est mariée à Zacharie. Zacharie, il est prêtre, il est prêtre. Ils sont déjà vieux, mais ils n'ont pas d'enfants. Pas d'enfants, l'espoir est perdu. Ils ne croient plus que non, ils vont avoir de l'enfant. Mais la chose qui était bien dans la vie de ce couple-là, c'est qu'ils étaient là en train de servir le Seigneur. Ils n'avaient pas abandonné. Ils n'étaient pas découragés dans les choses de Dieu. Ils savaient, même si on n'a pas d'enfant, mais nous avons une vie là-bas au ciel. Là-bas au ciel, il n'y a pas de papa, il n'y a pas d'enfant. Là-bas, tout le monde est frère et sœur. Donc, ils étaient là en train de maintenir leur vie en tant que serviteurs de Dieu. Zacharie était prêtre. Ce jour-là, c'était son jour d'aller servir le Seigneur au temple. Il est arrivé là-bas au temple. Il n'a pas dit que je n'irai pas au temple. Pourquoi? Parce qu'il n'y a pas. Dis-moi, je vais aller, je n'irai pas au temple. Pourquoi? Parce que je ne reçois pas l'enfant. Parce que je ne reçois pas l'enfant. Non. Zacharie, le prêtre, il a dit, aujourd'hui c'est mon jour, moi je vais partir. Il est parti au temple. Il était en train de faire donc les sacrifices qu'on a l'habitude de faire dans le temple. Et ce jour-là, qu'est-ce qui s'est arrivé? L'ange est apparu. Quel est cet ange-là? C'est l'ange du message. Parce qu'on a vu la fois passer les différentes sortes des anges. Nous avons l'ange de message, c'est Gabriel, celui le prophète, celui qui donne le message. Parce que Gabriel, il a dit, lui, il se met debout devant Dieu. Il est là. Il connaît le message de Dieu. Il sait ce que Dieu veut pour chaque personne. Lui, il est là. Zacharie était là. Il a vu l'ange apparaître. C'est ça. Je prophétise dans la vie de tout un chacun. Est en train d'attendre la réponse du Seigneur dans tout département de ta vie. Que l'ange te visite dans un endroit approprié, à une heure bien spécifique, au nom puissant de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Dis amen. Regarde bien. Look, my brother, my sister. We know one thing. That Zachariah was serving the Lord. And he was faithful to the Lord. He did not stop serving the Lord. May you not stop serving the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. Say, Father Lord, motivate me. No matter the situation, no matter the problem, motivate me. I want to continue to serve you. I want to continue to serve you. You pray like that in your heart. As you pray like that, Jehovah will motivate you. He will motivate you. Because what's happening in this world is to discourage us. It's to discourage us. But you and I, we will not be discouraged. Because the angel of the Lord is here to motivate us in Jesus' name. Amen. L'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant, il est amour. C'est lui qui nous motive. Quels que soient les problèmes, quelles que soient les situations, c'est lui qui nous motive. Que l'ange de l'Éternel puisse nous motiver, comme ce qu'il a fait à Marie
et à Zacharie, au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. On dit Amen. Ma soeur, mon frère, there is one thing you need to understand. When angel came to speak to Zachariah, the priest, in the temple, they were alone. No one was there. Meaning that the divine visitation, it is something personal. Divine visitation, it is something personal. You may be in the church, but God will visit one person. It is individual. When we are busy preaching here, the Holy Ghost may come and enter you. It is personal. If other people, they are not connected, but you are concentrated, you don't see the numbers, you see your personal involvement in things of God, your devotion. That is what will make the angel of God and to come and to visit you. The way you serve God, the way you consider God, the way you consider things of God, it is that same way God will come and to give answer to your problem. It depends on your position of faith. Cela dépend de ta position de la foi. Ta foi va permettre à ce que l'ange de l'Éternel puisse apparaître. Ta foi va permettre à ce que l'ange de l'Éternel puisse apparaître. See, when the angel of God spoke to Zachariah, he told him that you will have a child, and it's a promised child that will deliver people and prepare the way to Jesus Christ, meaning that John the Baptist is that child. We are talking about John the Baptist. But Zachariah the priest did not believe, because he saw his age. My brother, my sister, don't see age. You have been waiting for years. I remember there is a sister who testified, Sister Nora, isn't it? Sister Nora testified 2 weeks ago. She went to Nigeria. She went to Zimbabwe. Everywhere, there was no solution. No solution. It does not mean that those men of God, they are fake. No. It was not the right time of God. So you and I, we need always to be connected, because the time of God, we may not know. Continue to serve God. Continue to be connected. The time of God, when it comes, everything will be easy. That sister, I did not touch her. She's in Limpopo. I just pray for her in the studio. She got delivered and she testified. But she spent millions to go everywhere. How can you understand it? All is about the time of God. So, since you and I, we don't know the time of God, we need to continue being connected with things of God until it will happen. That is the message number one. Don't see your age. Don't say that my age is now too much. I'm finished. Nothing else can happen. Let me change the way. Let me go and see fetish people. Let me go to see voodoo people because my age is gone. No, Zachariah was old, but the angel came to visit him. But because of the reality of things, Zachariah did not believe. The angel of God rebuked him. This will not happen to me. This will not happen to us, in Jesus' name. Say Amen. We need, my brother, my sister, to believe. Don't you see what people just say outside? Ma soeur, mon frère, nous devons croire. On ne doit pas réagir en fonction de ce que Dieu, les gens sont en train de dire dehors. On ne doit pas réagir comme ça. Parce que l'Éternel Dieu, lui, il opère à sa manière. Il a sa bonne manière de faire la chose et il sait l'heure d'intervention. Donc on doit être fidèle à sa promesse. Zacharie n'a pas cru à cause de l'âge. Il n'a pas cru à cause de l'âge. Remember, there is another prophet called Zachariah, but we are not talking about the prophet Zachariah. We are talking about the priest Zachariah. Now, we have seen here Zachariah the priest. But there is Mary. Mary has a faith. The angel, the same angel, came to visit Mary. But by that time, Elizabeth was already pregnant. 6 months. 6 months pregnancy. 6 months. The same angel came to visit Mary. And then Mary believed. Mary did not doubt. But Mary asked the question, how this will happen? There is a difference between doubting and asking questions for the details of the prophecy. Someone can ask a question for the details of the prophecy. It does not mean that the person is doubting. But Zachariah doubted. That is why God punished him. Mary did not doubt. But he asked a question, she asked a question for clarification. But then, Elizabeth, the wife of Zachariah, was pregnant of 6 months. Let us follow. By the time the angel of God came to visit Mary, when the angel went, Mary said, okay, now I have to go and meet Elizabeth. What does it mean? Number one, you and I, we need to learn to identify the bride. That is lesson number one. You and I, we need to learn to identify the bride. The bride can be your brother or your sister. The real bride, meaning that the one who loves God, the one who loves Jesus Christ. If you know this brother has the same faith with me, the same vision with me, follow that brother. Because your project will be successful. But if you have a vision and you are connected with the wrong people who have a different vision, pay attention. Your vision may be scattered. That is lesson number one. Mary did not go somewhere else, but Mary went to see Elizabeth because the angel said, Elizabeth is already pregnant, 6 months old. And you too, it's happening right now. Mary said, no, I have to go and meet Elizabeth. Let me say this in French. La connexion divine est nécessaire. Toi et moi, on doit savoir avec qui s'associer. Toi et moi, on doit savoir avec qui marcher. Si tu as un projet, mais tu présentes ton projet à une autre personne qui n'a pas la même vision que toi, je te dis la vérité. Il sera pas facile à ce que ton projet puisse réussir. Nous devons avoir la capacité d'identifier l'épouse. L'épouse, c'est cet homme-là ou ce frère-là qui respecte le Seigneur et qui a la volonté et la décision de vivre dans l'amour du Seigneur pour aller au ciel. Lorsque tu as une vision, un projet, et maintenant tu te contactes avec d'autres personnes qui ont d'autres visions, qui ne respectent pas le Seigneur, je vous dis la vérité, le projet peut mourir. Donc ça c'est très important, ma soeur, mon frère. Marie, quand elle a entendu la prophétie, elle a compris que Élisabeth avait déjà la grossesse de 6 mois. Ici, Marie a dit, je vais aller visiter ma cousine. Il y avait beaucoup de cousines, il y avait beaucoup de frères dans la famille, mais elle n'a choisi que Élisabeth parce que elles avaient la même foi. Elles avaient le même message. Elles avaient la même révélation. Toi, qu'est-ce que tu fais avec la révélation que Dieu t'a donnée? What are you doing, my brother, my sister, with the revelation that Jesus has given you? Where are you going with that revelation? Where are you going with the vision? That is the problem. Where are you going? My brother, my sister. This is very important to understand that our God is the God of divine visitation. When Jesus Christ comes to visit you, He gives you life. Whatever is dead receives life. That is why Elizabeth discovered that the womb was blessed when Mary came and to greet her. May you receive a divine visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. Say amen. Elizabeth said, when I receive the greeting of Mary, the baby in the womb lived, meaning that John the Baptist in the womb acknowledged Jesus Christ in the womb, because Jesus Christ was already in the womb. Because by then, the difference between Jesus Christ and John the Baptist, it is 6 months. That is the difference, 6 months. On in age, the difference is between 6 months. So Mary was pregnant already. And Elizabeth said, I am blessed to be greeted by the mother of my Lord. This is great. I am blessed to be greeted by the mother of my Lord. By then, who was the Lord? The angel was not there, only Mary. But she said, I am blessed to be greeted by the mother of my Lord. The mother of my Lord, meaning Mary, who is the mother of Jesus. So the revelation is that Elizabeth knew that in the womb, Jesus Christ was there, the Son of the living God. The divine visitation makes everything that is dead to be alive. Divine visitation. Where you are, raise up your voice, my brother, my sister, and pray. Father Lord, visit me now and change my life. Visit me now and change my life. May you stand up, please. Visit me now and change my life. Pray, begin to pray. Ma soeur, mon frère, Marie est allée voir Elisabeth et elle a salué Elisabeth. Elisabeth, le bébé dans le ventre a bougé. Que tout ce qui est mort puisse retrouver la vie. Et comme tu reçois la visitation divine, au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Elisabeth a dit que la salutation de Marie a fait bouger le bébé dans le ventre. Que Dieu puisse te visiter, ma soeur, mon frère. Que Dieu puisse te visiter, dis-lui tu pries. Que Dieu puisse te visiter. Visite-moi, Seigneur Jésus. Visite-moi, Seigneur Jésus. Pray. Visite-moi, visite-me, Lord. Jésus Christ, Jésus Christ. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ,
Jesus Cristo, Jesus, 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 Jesus Cristo, Jesus, Jesus. Pray, pray. Visite-moi, papa, visite-moi, Jesus. Visit me, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. 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 On YouTube, on Facebook, brother Danfrey. On YouTube, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Facebook. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Table. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. May the Lord Jesus Christ visit someone here. Que l'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant visite quelqu'un ici. Que l'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant visite quelqu'un ici. Que l'éternel Dieu Tout-Puissant visite quelqu'un ici. Même toi qui es en train de suivre dans Facebook, dans YouTube, dans Twitter, dans la radio Podwin, sois visité par le Seigneur, sois visité par le Seigneur, sois visité par le Seigneur. Que l'ange Gabriel arrive, que l'ange Gabriel arrive, que l'ange Gabriel arrive pour te donner cette chose-là, pour te donner cette chose-là, au nom de Jésus-Christ. Sois Elisabeth, sois Elisabeth, sois Elisabeth, sois Elisabeth, sois Elisabeth. Commence à recevoir, commence à recevoir, commence à recevoir. Commence à recevoir, commence à recevoir, commence à recevoir, commence à recevoir. Au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Begin to receive. Be Elizabeth. Be Elizabeth. Begin to receive. Begin to receive. Be Elizabeth. Begin to receive. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive the blessing. Receive. Receive. Receive the blessing. Financial blessing. Financial blessing. Breakthrough. Healing. Healing. Job, career. Business opportunity. Marriage. 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 The anointing of God. The anointing of God. The gift of God. The gift of God. The gift of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Divine visitation, divine visitation, divine visitation. Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. La visitation divine, reçois au nom de Jésus. Pray my father, my father. Visit my marriage. Visit my marriage. Visit my marriage, pray. Pray, pray, visit my marriage, visit my marriage. Tu dis, Seigneur Jésus, visite mon mariage, visite mon mariage, visite mes affaires, visite mes affaires, visite mes affaires, visite mes affaires, visite mes affaires. Tu pries au nom de Jésus, my father, visite. Father Lord, visit. Pray. Pray. My father, visit my marriage. Visit my marriage. My business, my ministry, my career. Visit my ministry. Visit my ministry. Pray. Visit my ministry. Myself, I am praying. My father, visit my ministry. Visit my job, my destiny. Visit Lord Jesus Christ. Mary visited Elizabeth. Elizabeth was blessed. Elizabeth was blessed. Whatever is dead in me, let it receive your visitation. Give it life. Whatever is dead in me, let it receive your visitation. Give it life. Whatever is dead in me,
let it receive your visitation. Give it life. Whatever is dead in me, whatever is dead in me, let it receive your visitation. Give it life. N'importe quelle chose qui est morte en moi, n'importe quelle chose qui ne fonctionne pas dans ma vie, que ça reçoive, que ça puisse recevoir ta visitation dans la vie, au nom de Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Amen. Applaud for the Holy Ghost where you are. At the same time, say thank you, Jesus Christ. Say thank you, Jesus Christ. May you have a seat. Applaud, applaud for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. 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 Remercie le Seigneur Jésus. Remercie. Et tu peux t'asseoir si tu veux. Remercie le Seigneur Jésus. Remercie le Seigneur Jésus. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank you for divine visitation. Thank you for divine visitation. Merci pour la visitation divine. Merci pour la visitation divine. Merci pour la visitation divine. Merci, Papa. Merci. Merci pour la visitation divine. Merci pour la visitation divine. Au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen. Applaudis pour le Holy Ghost. Applaudis pour le Saint-Esprit. Applaudis, applaudis pour Maya. In the name of Jesus. May you have a seat, please. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for everything. My brother, my sister, there is one thing you need to learn in conclusion. The divine visitation or the greeting of the saint. A brother or a sister who is a saint, a man of God who is a saint, when he comes and to greet you, receive it. Honor the greeting of the saint and always desire the greeting of the saint. Always desire the greeting of the saint. Desire it. And when you receive the greeting of the saint, honor it. Number two, honor it. Because the way you honor it is the same way that greeting will honor you. Number three, carry the greeting of the saint. The greeting of the saint is not what you think. I give you my five. No. The greeting of the saint is the blessing. It's the blessing. The blessing that you receive. The word that comes from the mouth of the saint. That is a blessing. Desire it. Honor it. Carry it. Because by the time you carry it, it's going to produce fruit. Let me say this in French. Ma soeur, mon frère, en conclusion, toi et moi, on doit désirer la salutation des saints. Prends note. Il faut désirer la salutation des saints. Désire ça. Honore cela. Parce que tu peux recevoir la salutation. Mais ton attitude, l'homme de Dieu par exemple, un frère qui est béni, une sœur qui est bénie, vient pour te dire une parole de bénédiction. Comment tu vas réagir? Même quand on dit Amen, là où tu es, Amen. Ça veut dire que tu n'as pas reçu. Tu n'as pas reçu. Si cette phrase dit Amen, ça vient avec l'onction de te délivrer. Et toi, tu ne reçois pas cela. Cette onction va se déplacer, ça va à quelqu'un d'autre. La manière dont tu agis, c'est cette même manière qui va honorer la bénédiction de Dieu sur ta vie. Donc, désire la salutation des saints. Honore cela et porte cela. Va avec ça. Ne laisse pas ça dans la route. Ne laisse pas la bénédiction à la porte. Rentre avec ça dans ta maison. Marche avec ça. Ça veut dire, rappelle-toi de la bénédiction de tes saints. Rappelle-toi de la bénédiction du saint à tout moment. Rappelle-toi de la prophétie que tu as reçue à tout moment dans ta vie. Même si un problème arrive, rappelle-toi de cette bénédiction-là. C'est ça ce que ça veut dire. Porte ça. Porte la salutation. Salutation veut dire bénédiction. Porte ça. Cette bénédiction que tu as reçue, porte ça. Il faut d'abord désirer la bénédiction, la salutation. C'est là où ça va venir. Quand ça va venir, comment tu vas te comporter? Honore ça. Honore la salutation des saints. Salutation aussi, ce n'est pas seulement donner les cinq mains. Non, donner ta main pour saluer. Je ne parle pas de ça. La salutation, je parle ici, c'est prophétique. C'est-à-dire, toute parole de bénédiction que tu vas recevoir par la bouche du serviteur de Dieu ou d'un saint. Cette parole-là, il faut désirer ça. Il faut honorer cela. Il faut porter ça. N'abandonne pas ça. The greeting of the saint, we need to desire. Each time when you receive the greeting of the saint, honor it. Many times, even when you say amen, other people are going to say amen. But other people, amen. Other people, they are just saying it because they say amen. It's not coming from the heart. Meaning that you have not desire the greeting of the saint. Or the greeting of the saint has come, but you have not honored it. It is important to honor the greeting of the saint. Very important. The greeting of the saint may be a word of a prophecy, a declaration for your life, for your destiny, a declaration for your career, for your job, for your marriage project, whatever. That declaration is like a greeting of Mary. Because Mary greeted Elizabeth. When Mary greeted Elizabeth, Elizabeth received it. She honored it. And she felt something changed in her womb. The baby moved at the same time, meaning that divine connection. Something has happened. Why? Because she has received it. That you and I, a man of God, may pray for you. What is your reaction? Are you accepting? Are you receiving? Even though you have received the blessing, did you honor it? Because to honor the blessing depends on the way you behave at home in the private. Because you have to carry that blessing. To honor the blessing of the Lord, of the saint, meaning that your attitude must change to be in harmony with the blessing that you have received. That is the lesson we need to understand. Let us applaud for the Holy Ghost. Acclamons pour le Seigneur Jésus Christ. Yes, we thank God, we thank God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you for your cooperation. I can see there is no one on the screen. We said that every Sunday we will be praying for brothers and sisters. Those who can't come to church, they have sister problem. We say that the mayor enter the studio the screen, and we're going to pray, the church will pray for them. So every Sunday we are sending the link to enter the studio. Please understand it, my brother, you are following the service. If you don't know the link, contact us and we're going to send you the link. If you click on that link, you enter the studio. Now we can see you on the screen. Then we will pray for you. Okay? Every Sunday, you are in America, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, even in South Africa, far from this place, Jamestown. We can still pray for you. Distance is not a barrier. I pray for many people from different parts of the world. They get delivered. For you to know it, go on YouTube, okay? And type prophetic orientation. Prophetic orientation. Just tap it on YouTube. Search it. Prophetic orientation. Online prophetic orientation. Online prophetic orientation. Or prophetic orientation. Search it on YouTube. You're going to see Pastor Daniel Waxon who is speaking to you. giving prophecy to brothers and sisters from different parts of the world, America, Asia, India, Africa. So, people, they get delivered there and they testify. You're going to see everything there. See, the same apply. Now, we are extending this grace for every Sunday service. Okay? So, if you are in America, in London, and you need the church to pray for you, what you need to do is to look for the link. We give you the link. You click on the link. You enter the studio. The media team is going to click accept. You're going to see you on the screen. Now, we're going to pray for you. We were expecting a brother from Malaysia, but I can see they are not on the screen. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless us to have a big screen to put it somewhere. Maybe there, a screen. That is where my mama is there. We need a TV so that you can see what's happening there. The Lord will provide. And then you, the partner, remember, we need a TV screen. Okay? Yes. If you have something, don't hesitate to contribute. Ma soeur, mon frère, j'aimerais dire ceci. J'ai terminé mon message. Papa Jérémy va bientôt venir ici pour nous bénir encore. Mais j'aimerais dire ceci, que chaque dimanche, on a accepté de prier pour tout un chacun qui veut, qui a la foi, que lorsqu'on va prier, l'Éternel Dieu va délivrer. Donc, pendant le dimanche, à partir de 12 heures, c'est l'heure surtout à partir de 12 heures, ok, 12 heures de l'Afrique du Sud, vous pouvez maintenant cliquer sur le lien pour rentrer dans le studio, si vous avez besoin de prières spécifiques. Ok, vous devez avoir la foi, la distance n'est pas une barrière. C'est le travail que je fais. Je prie pour les gens dans le studio, vous pouvez chercher ça dans YouTube, orientation prophétique en ligne, tapez ça dans YouTube, orientation prophétique en ligne, vous allez voir Pasteur Daniel Waxon en train d'orienter prophétiquement les frères et sœurs des différents coins du monde. Ok, donc il n'y a pas une différence si on fait la même chose dans l'église pendant le dimanche. Parce qu'il y a beaucoup de gens, des frères et sœurs, qui rentrent dans le service, qui suivent le service. Ils peuvent avoir des problèmes, nous voulons aussi les bénir. Voilà, donc sois libre chaque dimanche de te manifester. Tu te manifestes bien avant pour qu'on puisse t'envoyer le lien, ok? Que le Tien Dieu te bénisse. Shalom, shalom, shalom. J'ai terminé mon service. Merci pour votre contribution et participation. Thank you for your contribution and your presence. Papa Jérémy, you may come and to lead us in the rest of the service. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you, Jesus. What a powerful word of God. Is there anyone who is blessed today with the word of God? So we thank God. We thank God we are really blessed. What a powerful message. So, it's the right time where we grab our blessing. The time where we give our offering. We are going to offer to our Lord. As we don't come the house of the Lord empty-handed. Wherever you are around the world, you can also give your offering. You can also send your offering. You can also be blessed by giving your offering, your thanksgiving, your tithe in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we are going to pray for our offering. Everlasting Father, we thank you, O Lord Jesus, for this offering. Bless each and every person that's going to be offered today. Shower your financial blessing upon our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We are going to stand and come forward and give our offering. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are at the end of our prayer. We are going to stand on our feet and close this service. Everlasting Father, we thank you, Lord. The beginning and the end is you, O Father. You started with us, now we are the end. Oh, Everlasting Father, we are really blessed. And I believe that we'll be going out of this place, not the same way we came in, O Lord. I bless each and everyone and ask for divine protection as we be going home. Guide and protect each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we bless this week that we're going to start from Monday to Saturday and Sunday. We are going again to meet and glorify your name, O Lord. Let each and every day of the week be a blessing for each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we want to testify about your greatness, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Need to attend the Sunday live service? Don't wait now. Stay tuned and get connected in the name of Jesus Christ. The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you. Come for the living Word of God. Learn with us. Favor, grace, and prosperity. We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Please, come now and enjoy the Word.
Let God change your mind in the way to understand the concept of prosperity and your attitude toward divine favor and grace. Get ready now.
We preach the living Word of God that changes people's hearts. Follow our sermons that open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of slavery. Healing Serums.
Hello, we are following Healing Sermons with Pastor Daniel and Trinity of the Most High God. Stay connected.
You may be asking questions every day. What is favor? What is grace? What is prosperity?
People follow on YouTube, Waxen, Podbean app, Healing Sermons, Facebook, The Perfect Healer.
Healing Sermons are preached by Pastor Evangelist Daniel in South Africa, a deliverance minister with prophetic messages that change people's lives. Our sermons open the eyes of believers, the truth that breaks the yoke of people. Do you need to hear the living Word of God? Visit the Church Trinity of the Most High God. Your life will never be the same again.
The Church Trinity of the Most High God welcomes you now.